Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this podcast, I'm going to go over a quick fix. If you notice that your pool water quality is suffering every season or during the summer, and you're not sure exactly what it is, one of the things that it could be is your pool's filtration system. So I'll go over some ways to kind of isolate the problem and determine if it is your pool's filtration system causing the problem every season with poor water quality. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. One of the great things about working in Southern California in the pool industry is that, thankfully, most of the filters in this area are full-size filters, meaning that they're actually sized larger than they had to be when the pool was put in. And so I rarely will run into a pool in my area where the filter is a single cartridge or a very small filter. And what you're looking for if you're having problems with your pool every season is the filtration system itself. I wouldn't say the pump has a lot to do with it. It's mainly the filtration, because I have pools with a 3/4 horsepower pump and a good size filter, and there's no issue there. So it's not really the pump output that's the problem with flow or with the water quality issues. It's actually the filter itself. So one way to determine if it is actually the filter that's causing the problem is, of course, replacing the filter. That's kind of like circular logic right there. You may not want to do that because of the cost involved initially, but it may be the way to solve the problem. But a good rule of thumb is that if your pool is running a long enough amount of time, the pump is in good working order, and yet your pool is not holding chlorine well, and the pool is getting algae, and you notice flow issues with the pool, then more than likely it is the filtration system. You want to rule out, of course, the chemistry of the pool. So check for the cyanuric acid level. Make sure that it's not too high. That could cause similar water quality issues. Make sure the phosphate level is not crazy high. This could cause algae problems in your pool. So if you've eliminated the chemistry from the equation and the pool's cloudy all the time, you notice algae forming in the pool, and again, the chlorine's not holding week to week in your pool, then it's more than likely the filtration system. So to determine if your filter is undersized for your pool, basically kind of use this baseline here, that if you have a 15,000 gallon pool and you're running it with a single cartridge filter, maybe 100 or 150 square foot cartridge filter, to me in California, where we get a lot of months of 90 to 100 degree weather and a lot of other things, like we have trees everywhere in California and the wind's always blowing, we always get a breeze in the afternoon. All these to me are factors that determine that you need a bigger filter. And so that's one reason why this region where I'm in, we have full-size filters. And I guess I should preface what a full-size filter is. For me, a full-size filter would be a four cartridge type filter that's 420 square feet, 500 square feet, and or a D filter that's 60 square feet or 60 square foot DE filter would be what I consider a full size filter. A 400 pound sand filter would be a full size filter in my area. These are really large filtration systems. Compared to the single cartridge filters, I would consider these very large filters. So again, if you're running a 15,000 gallon pool off of a 100 square foot cartridge filter and you're in California, you're going to have water quality issues for sure, because of the winds we get here all the time and all the trees everywhere and the fact that it gets hot here. And so the first thing I would do if I had a 15,000 gallon pool in my route with the 100 square foot cartridge filter is to cut that filter out and put in at least a 320 square foot cartridge filter or 420 square foot cartridge filter. And I can guarantee you that this pool is going to run a lot better and be more efficient and more effective with a larger filter. Right away, you're going to notice that the chlorine is holding in the pool and that you're not having cloudy water. And of course, you're not having algae growing in your pool because the filtration system is working really well. I guess before I get too far, I should also preface that your pool has to run a certain amount of time. So regardless of the filtration or the pump size, if you're not running your pool long enough period of time, you can also have water quality issues. But again, if you eliminate that from the equation and you're running your pool 10 or 12 hours a day and your water quality is still really bad, then it's probably the filtration system. It's probably an undersized filter, or the filtration system is really old. And so if you have a really old filter, let's say you have a really old 36 square foot DE filter and you have a 25,000 gallon pool, if you were to cut that filter out and put a 500 square foot cartridge filter in there, you've just increased that filter size well over 10 times the filtration area of that, and you're going to see a huge increase in flow and water quality right off the bat. And so changing the filter is pretty much the end-all solution if you're having water quality issues. If you have a sand filter and you're having all kinds of problems with it, it may not just be undersized, it just may be because it's a sand filter. Cut that sand filter out, install a cartridge filter, and you're going to see your water quality improve dramatically in that case. I'm using the cartridge filter mainly because the filtration area is just dramatically higher than a DE filter, and they're a much better filter than a sand filter as far as microns and filtration area. So definitely, I would say, if you notice that your pool's suffering every season, definitely change out that filter. Now, if you have an above-ground pool or a small pool with a small filtration system that came with it, you can easily cut that filtration system out and put a larger cartridge filter in place of that. The first thing that I do if I had an above-ground pool on my route would be to cut out that very small undersized filter and pump that comes with the above-ground pool and put in a real full-size pump and filter to really help with that above-ground pool filtration and circulation. So you can't really go wrong with cutting out and replacing an undersized filter with a full-size filter. I know like a lot of parts of Florida are running fairly large pools, in my opinion, with single cartridge filters. I call them single bullet filters, and you have to clean these very often to maintain the water quality. So you're probably cleaning these cartridge filters at least once a month if you do pool service in Florida to keep the water quality up. And if you were just to cut out that filter and replace it with a full-size cartridge filter with four cartridges in there, you won't have to clean it every month, number one, maybe every 6 months. And then number two, you're going to see a huge increase in the water quality. Just kind of think of it logically like this. If you have a single 100 square foot cartridge filter at your pool right now and it's 12,000 gallons or something like that, just kind of visualize three more cartridge filters right around that cartridge filter. So now you have four cartridge filters in your backyard cleaning the pool water for you. And that's kind of what it's going to be like when you upgrade your single cartridge filter to a larger cartridge filter with four cartridges. Not only will it increase the filtration size or area of the filter by adding the larger filter, but the water quality is going to dramatically improve because you're going to have more flow with the four cartridge filters. And also, they're not going to get as dirty because you're going to have four filters basically cleaning your one pool, where before you just had one filter cleaning your pool. So you can see how this, by multiplying that, the effect of that is going to really improve the quality of your pool water. I think one of the first things you'll notice with a larger filter is how well the chlorine holds in the pool, because the water is really circulating and the water is actually really being cleaned by the larger size filter. Another thing you'll notice is that you won't have to run your pool quite as long with the four cartridge type filter in there. I'm using this as my example. With a D filter, you'd also have the same effect from going from a single cartridge filter to a D filter. You won't have to run your pool as long to circulate the water. And you're going to notice if you put in a full-size cartridge filter or change out your single cartridge filter with a DE filter, you're going to notice also that the water is not going to turn cloudy very often. You're not going to have a lot of algae in the pool, and you're just going to have a lot crisper, cleaner looking water with a larger filter. So it just makes a lot more sense that if you're struggling every season with your current pool filter and you're fighting it by adding a lot of chemicals to your pool, treating the algae all the time, you're actually probably spending more money during the season or during a couple seasons put together than it would cost you to replace your filter. You won't be buying as much shock, algicide, enhancers for your pool because it's going to be running a lot better with the larger filter there. And so if you don't want to do it because of the money issue, because changing out the filter is expensive, you're actually probably spending as much money over the course of two or three seasons by keeping your small little cartridge there, because you'll have to replace the cartridge more often, probably every 6 months. And that adds up over the course of two or three seasons. Plus you're adding a lot more chemicals to your pool. And then you have the frustration factor that every season you're dealing with algae, poor water quality, and all these things. And so simply just replacing it with a larger filter will solve a lot of the problems. I think the filtration of the pool is about 80% of the battle. And then, you have the chemistry and the runtime, which are factors also. But if you have a really bad filtration system, it doesn't matter how long you're going to run the pool, and it doesn't really matter how much chemicals you put in your pool. If that filtration system is not working effectively, you could be putting in, 4 gallons of chlorine every week, and it can still be zeroing out because it's not filtering properly. Or you could be running your pool 24 hours a day, and with the small little filter that's not working effectively, you're not going to have good water quality even if you run your pool 24 hours a day. So you can see that the filter is a huge part of the your pool system, and it's a huge factor in your water quality. So the sooner you change it out before the season starts, if you're having this kind of problem with your pool, the better off you're going to be in the long run. Frustration-wise, and not spending money on all the chemicals to keep your pool looking good, when it would have been very simple just to change out your filter at that point. And if you need more resources for your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of great web pages there and resources for you, as well as an ebook for $9.99. And if you do service for a living, definitely check out my coaching program. There's a lot of great benefits there, including texting me and calling me in real time. And I can also help you troubleshoot problems like this, where you get to an account and the filtration is not running well. And I can definitely suggest the proper replacement filter. And if you're a homeowner and you want a recommendation for a new filter, you can definitely email me also at david@swimmingpoollearning.com. And I can definitely recommend an upgraded filter for your system, depending on the size of your pool and what you have back there now. So again, you can just email me and I'll recommend the filter for you at david@swimmingpoollearning.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick. If you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.